We're not 100% sure that the actual theft was just noticed and reported on Sunday evening. So we feel that it could have happened any time between maybe Saturday night, early Sunday morning, until Sunday evening. Unfortunately, it's just in a quiet part of the car park that's, it's not as visible as some of the other areas. And a lot of the local trade would use the other car park. So it just might not have come to our attention as soon as it possibly could.
A statue like this would have a significant financial value as well, and that's perhaps maybe what the thieves were after.
Yeah, like our fear is that it's the scrap metal market. A chunk of bronze that size obviously has a significant value. But, previously attempts were made, but the pieces were recovered. So we're hoping that with support from the local community, if anybody has seen anything suspicious in the area over the weekend, maybe taxi drivers, minibus drivers, or commercial drivers, or anybody that has maybe dash cams in the area that might have been passing Drumcliff over the weekend, that they might just review their dash cam footage if they, something might come to light.
Now, unfortunately, it's not the first time that an incident like this has taken place surrounding the statue. In the past, you have been successful. You'll be hopeful maybe for a similar outcome again?
We would hope so. Yeah, obviously it's a once-off piece. It was commissioned a number of years ago. It's not something that we can, easily replace. It would have a significant value to the Development Association and to the local community. We definitely like to see it replaced, if at all possible.
And finally, once again, the message going out to members of the community that might have noticed anything out of the ordinary over the weekend would be to either contact yourselves in the Drumcliff Development Association or indeed the Gardaí in Grange.
Yes, please. We would ask that people could do that for us. It would be very much appreciated.